Hey there, Fletcher from All Things Overlanding here. And today, as we approach Halloween, I wanted to do a sort of spooky episode, right? I wanted to talk about some of the creepier things that I've seen or heard or experienced on overlanding trips. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the creepy or spooky things that I have seen in my life related to camping and overlanding. So again, I'm going to be telling some personal stories here. I'm going to be telling a little bit of the funny things or the crazy things that have happened to me before, and I hope that you enjoy it. So if you want to hear more about spooky times overlanding, stay tuned. When I let you go. All right, guys, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about sort of Halloween-themed, spooky things that I've experienced in overlanding. And please keep in mind, these are not intended to deter anyone from overlanding or getting out and camping or exploring or doing dispersed camping in national forests. I've experienced all these things. Some of them are very creepy. Some of them are not the most fun, but it has not deterred me at all. I still go out by myself all the time. Nothing serious or terrible has ever happened to me, but there have been some spooky things, right? So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of those things.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So I'm going to dive back in the annals of time here a little bit, because some spooky stuff used to happen to me when I was a kid all the time. I was a devout camper. I went out camping all the time. Whenever I could get a chance on the weekend, I would just be like, "Mom, Dad, I'm out. See ya." And I would walk out into the woods with my little 40-degree Coleman bag that my parents got me like 15 years before, you know, whatever. I was like 10. But my little 40-degree Coleman bag that I had my whole life, right? And a backpack with some food that I bought at the dollar store. And I would hike out into the woods with my brother or with a friend or by myself. And I would just go camping. And I did this from junior high, probably. Like, yeah, I would say probably junior high on. I was just out in the woods every chance that I could get. So there was a night when I went with my brother, who's 2 years younger than me, and another kid from down the street that lived on our street with us. And we had hiked out into the woods. We had built like a little lean-to kind of thing out of like straw and grass and like sticks. And we built it big enough that we could all get in it with our sleeping bags. So we had laid a tarp down on the ground. We'd laid our sleeping bags on the ground. And we had this little sort of really tight, small little hut, right? And we're out there, we fall asleep, it's like a full moon kind of night. It was probably like late summer, and so it was warm. It wasn't like freezing cold or anything, but it was warm enough that we were all comfortable. And so we're in there sleeping, and I remember waking up like in the middle of the night, and I kind of hear like a rustling sound, and I'm like, what is that noise, right? Like, it sounds like something's in here. And so I kind of reach sleepily to the side of my sleeping bag, and I find my flashlight, which again, not like anything that we have nowadays, but like an old school battery powered, like, you know, one of those safety flashlights that you keep in your house for like power outages. And I turn on this flashlight, and I kid you not, I'm like laying there in my sleeping bag, and at the foot of my sleeping bag is a huge owl. Like, I mean, probably like a foot, foot and a half tall owl. And I'm like, I just look at this thing, and he's in the lean-to with us. Like, he's in this thing that we've built, and I'm laying there, and my brother's next to me, and our friend is next to him, and there's just this owl that's, like, up to the ceiling, right? Like, I mean, it was a small little lean-to we built, and he's just standing there looking at me, and I'm shining the light in his face, and he's right at my feet, like, right on top of me. So I start screaming, because I'm like, ah, there's an owl in the tent. So then my brother and our friend wake up. They start screaming. This thing freaks out, starts battering us with its wings, trying to figure out how the heck to get out of here because we have one little opening to get in and out of the thing. Somehow he had worked his way in there. I don't know if he was trying to eat us or what, but this thing is just smacking us with these wings, trying to find his way out. We're all screaming our heads off. Like, I wish that this was a time when we had cameras or there was some way to have captured this for you guys, because it's been 30 years since this happened, and I still think about this all the time, and it just makes me laugh. But it was really spooky, right? Like, at first, I was just like, what the heck is going on? Where did this guy come from? How did he get in this little lean-to that we built? Is he going to kill us, right? Like, is he going to eat us? Like, what is happening? And so that was a pretty interesting event for sure. Another time when some spooky stuff happened was I took my youngest camping with me, and this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. So he was probably like five, six, seven. So he was pretty young, and we were kind of sitting out around the fire. It was like 10, 10:30. So it was kind of late, but not super late, but I was getting ready to put him to bed. And as we're sitting there, my wife, we actually had a little bit of reception, and my wife had called me. We're in the National Forest, and I was talking to her. And as I'm talking to her, from pretty close, like not like they were right on top of us, but within, you know, 50, 100 feet, we just hear this sort of chorus of coyotes start howling. And it's loud enough that my wife is like, what the heck was that? And I'm like, oh, that's just coyotes. And I have my, you know, young child here with me. And it's, I mean, it sounds like there's 30 of them, right? Like they're coming from everywhere, just coyotes howling. And my wife was like freaking out. She's like, oh my God, get him up in the rooftop tent, lock him in the car, you know, don't want our son to get eaten by coyotes and stuff. And I will say, like, I've never actually had like a coyote come into camp. I've heard them around me all the time, multiple times. We have a ton of coyotes in Indiana. So it's not something that I worry about per se, but I also was kind of, my brain did start churning a little bit. The gears started turning and I was like, what would I do, right? Like if I have my 6, 7, 8 year old kid with me and 30 coyotes invaded our camp and decided they were hungry enough that they wanted to try and eat us. Like, well, what am I going to do against 30 coyotes? You know, it's kind of like that question, would you rather face like one horse or 100 ducks or whatever, right? Like, I was like, I don't think it would be a fun experience. Like, I could probably survive it and probably get us into the truck, right? But like, it had never really occurred to me because, again, I've never really actually seen them get close enough to be a concern. But that was definitely sort of a spooky time and sort of a spooky thought, especially once the wife kind of mentioned it and then brought me back to reality where I'm like, yeah, if these guys actually decided just to like run into the camp and mess with us, like we would have to fight coyotes, I guess. So that was a pretty spooky time too. Another time I was actually solo camping in Hoosier National Forest, so dispersed camping all by myself, hadn't seen a car go by. I mean, maybe I saw one or two the whole day. I'd been there most of the day and then I was going to stay that night. And, it was about 11, 11:30. My fire had died down. I was getting ready to go to bed. I'd had a couple of beers and stuff, so I was kind of tired, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden, like, no cars have been by in 8 hours, right? Like, I haven't heard anybody. I'm in the middle of nowhere, like, not near any other campsites, and all of a sudden, I start to hear voices, like a male and a female voice, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And so I'm sort of like sitting in my chair and I'm kind of just starting to like try and locate the sounds and where it's coming from. And I kind of hear it off sort of towards like the road. And I'm like, man, what, why, like, where would these people have come? They would have had to hike miles to get to like near where I am. And so I kind of like get out of my chair and I stealthily start to kind of creep down the road just because I want to like sort of fend them off at the pass. If they're trying to come down into the campsite or something like that, I kind of wanted to at least like go and listen and hear, like, are they saying stuff? Like, what are they talking about? And as I kind of get closer, you know, it's pitch black. I don't turn a flashlight on because I don't want to call attention to myself. But as I get a little bit closer out to the road, I can kind of start to hear what they're saying. And it's, again, it's a male and a female voice. And they're like arguing. And they don't have a flashlight. Pitch black, middle of nowhere. Don't know where they came from. But then as I get closer, I realize they're like arguing. And it's like a boyfriend and girlfriend or a husband, wife or something. And they're like talking about being lost and talking about how they can't believe this happened and blah, blah, blah. And, but then the guy's like, well, I know this road and I know where I'm going. So like, they weren't completely lost, but somehow they had like wandered, I don't know, wandered away from their campsite or something. I have no idea what was happening, but it was really creepy. Like just to be sitting there, have not seen anybody for hours, being in the middle of nowhere. And then to hear two voices kind of like far away and coming closer. Right. And so I just kind of sat there and I listened to them and they walked right past the entrance to my campsite and even shined the flashlight over towards the entrance a little bit. And I was maybe 50 feet back from it. And I'm kind of like ducking, you know, and then they just kept arguing and talking. They just kept walking. They kept going. So anyway, so that was a pretty creepy moment where I'm just kind of like, what the heck is going on? Like, how do these people get out here and be wandering around and then just happen to stumble upon my campsite basically, right? I got two more quick stories for you, and then I will wrap this episode up. But again, I hope you guys are enjoying these. So another one, and I don't remember if I've ever mentioned this before. I know I've told it to some people in real life, but there was one night where I was in a kind of a fun campsite that has like a really deep set of ruts that lead into the campsite. And so you kind of have to have like a lifted four-wheel drive to get into the site, which is kind of why I like it, because it just kind of cuts you off and secludes you a little bit. And on this trip, I had my oldest kid with me, but he was maybe about 9 or 10 at this time. This was when I had the Xterra 4 or 5 years ago. And so we're sitting there, and actually it was really hot. It was like July. I don't even know why we went camping. It was so hot and miserable. But it was so hot, we didn't want to set up a tent or mess with anything. We wanted to be able to just sleep and then wake up the next morning and go. So we had laid the seats down in the back of the Xterra. It's before I had a drawer system in there. And so we're sleeping in the back of the Xterra with the windows cracked, you know, 4 or 5, 6 inches. There weren't any bugs messing with us for whatever reason, but so we had our windows cracked a little bit in the back to try and vent some of the heat, but it was just a hot, sweaty sort of night. And about 1:30 in the morning, I wake up to the sound of like voices, and I also look out the window and I see like car headlights shining kind of back towards the campsite. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I sit up and I'm kind of like peeking out of my window, right, trying to figure out what's going on. And I see two cars parked right before the ruts coming into the campsite. And like, they're both running. They pulled into this. I didn't hear the cars. I just heard, well, I must've heard something, because something woke me up. Either it's the people were talking to each other or it was the cars, but they're both parked there with their headlights facing in. And there's like a guy and his son, and they're like sticking a stick into the muddy ruts to see how deep they are. But it's like a Pontiac Grand Prix and like a Buick LeSabre or something. It's like two normal cars. I'm like, there's no way you're getting those things through there. But so then as I'm sitting there, I start to think to myself, I'm like, dude, we didn't set up a tent. It almost just looks like someone maybe like parked their vehicle here and then like hiked off into the woods or something, right? Like it almost doesn't look like we're actually camping here. So then I was kind of like, oh no, what if they like come in here and like go to sleep, and then the next morning we come out of our vehicle and freak them out, or, you know, like who knows what could happen. But then as I'm looking out my window at them, the guy's flashlight comes up, sees the Xterra, shines right in my eyes. I duck down because I'm like, oh crap, he's going to see me. I don't know what that would be, why that would be a bad thing, but I ducked down just instinctively, and he goes, oh no, someone's already here. And then from the second car, it must have been his wife or something, she goes, but I'm tarred. And he goes, it doesn't matter, someone's already here, we got to go. And they both got in their cars and backed out. And I'm like, it's 1:30 in the morning, you haven't found a spot yet? Like, what are you doing? Why are you driving till 1:30 in the morning to try and find a spot? But it was a sort of weird, a little bit creepy kind of moment for sure, especially, again, having a kid with you kind of freaks you out a little bit. And then the last one, I'm going to tell you one final one. This one I had my youngest with me, but this was just like a year ago. This was within like the last year. And so I had my kid with me, and I had a friend, a buddy came with me too, buddy with the 80 series Land Cruiser. And we were in the spot that we really like. It's really far off the road. It's kind of secluded and stuff. And we'd been, you know, we'd eaten dinner and we were just sitting around the campfire kind of just chatting. It was maybe like 10 or 10:30, but it was dark outside. And these like headlights crest the hill and kind of shine down the path towards us. And it gets like 10:30, and I'm like, that looks like a Subaru. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. But we kind of wave, you know, this, I don't know if you know this or not, but in Indiana, you wave at the person, they wave to say like, oh yeah, I see that you're in this spot. Sorry, I'll back out. It's just kind of a like, hey, we're here, it's taken kind of thing, right? So we're expecting the Subaru just to like back out and keep going, right? Hey, obviously someone's in the spot. But instead he pulls down like 10 feet and he stops. And I mean, this road's probably about 100, 125 feet long, kind of this path that goes down to the campsite. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And then he pulls down like 20, 30 more feet. So he's about halfway to us and he stops again. And I'm like, dude, are we about to get like drive-by shot or something here? Like, what is happening? But then eventually then the Subaru just kind of comes down the path and he parks and he turns his car off. And I'm like, what? Does this person know us? Like, I don't recognize this vehicle. And then this guy gets out of the car and we're kind of like, hey. And he goes, hey, do you mind if I camp with you? And he kind of has like a French sort of accent, and that was terrible, and I apologize if you're French, please don't hate me. But he kind of has like a French-Canadian kind of accent. Turns out, he was from Canada, he had quit his job, and he was kind of going full-time, traveling through the U.S., going down to Southern America and stuff, and he had just hit Indiana, couldn't find a spot. So he asked if he could just like camp with us. He had a whole platform built in the back of the Subaru. He was basically living out of the Subaru. Turned out to be a super, super nice guy. But at first we were like, what is going on? We're about to get murdered. And it just turns out that it's just, he's not an American. So he didn't really understand how, I guess, distrustful we are or antisocial we are. And like, he's just like, oh, there are people here. I'm going to go hang out with these people. And again, it was a super fun night. It was a ton of fun to kind of meet this guy. I think his name was Frank. And but he was super nice and had, you know, an amazing journey ahead of him. And I hope that he's having a good time on this trip. But again, at first, it was very spooky and freaky. So again, those are a few of my stories of creepy things that have happened to me. If you're on YouTube, drop your creepy stories down in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. If you're on the podcast, there are links in the description to all my other social channels. Go join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you want. Post up your spooky stories over there. I'd love to hear from you guys too. Also in the description down below will be links to my website where I've got funny overlanding camping stickers and patches. So check those out. And then last but not least, I've got links to my Patreon page where we've got a 24/7 Discord. We do a once a month call where we all kind of hop in and chat with each other about our builds and rigs and trips and stuff like that. And it's a ton of fun. And there's also a link to Newbie Overlanders, which is a Facebook group I run specifically to try and help folks that may be a little bit intimidated by the bigger groups get into overlanding. So if that sounds like something that you'd be into, check it out. Again, totally free to join. Tons of awesome people in there, and we'd love to have you. But again, that'll do it for the spooky episode of the podcast/vlog. So I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you guys next week.